Welcome to the Dinner Fin podcast. We bring you the latest finance and technology news straight from the market. Thanks for tuning in to this specialist series with Yo Curvers, Managing Director Dinner Fin and Partner Software AG, represented by Stefan Lorenz. In this series, they will unravel the challenges and future innovation behind the banking value chain model.
Hello, Jo. Hello, Stefan. Let's have a little bit of a deep dive how your collaboration between two companies looks like.
Hi, Koen. Great to be here with Stefan, and indeed, happy to elaborate a bit more on how this collaboration looks like. So we started working together, Dinner Fin and Software AG, about 2 years and a half ago, I guess it was. Mm-hmm. First contact started out by a real interest on Dinner Fin's side in the Aris product, which is one of their famous products. Everyone in banking industry knows this product. And we were really deep diving in the process mining tool of Aris. Mm-hmm. And so we started discussing, and we saw that there was a lot more of creating together value for our customers than we first thought. And so we decided to sign a strategic partnership to service our customers together.
Yeah, and for us, from Software AG, it's important to have partners like Dinner Fin because our tools are, at the beginning, industry agnostic. Mm-hmm. We don't have any specific features for the banking industry. And to really create value for our customers, we need to have consultants like the people from Dinner Fin who add that value to the customers, who use the tool in projects and apply it to the specific requirements and questions from banking customers.
Mm-hmm. And could you maybe explain a little bit more in detail what the product Aris does?
Yes, Aris is a product that is used to do process management. That means that you document all the existing business processes, mm-hmm. and also explain how that fits into the organization, how that is linked to the IT systems, to the different roles of people. Mm-hmm. So that's a very holistic approach of describing what the bank is doing. And based on this information, you can also make plans how these processes should evolve, how they should be changed in the future to become more customer-oriented, more efficient, how you can improve processes in general.
Mm. And you, are you willing to share some success stories?
The main reason of partnering is that we were convinced that we could create additional value for our customers. Combining both strengths would mm-hmm. mean creating additional value. Of course, what is meant with creating value, we can reduce cost by using technology of Software AG combined with our, business consultancy views. I will take an example. All processes are documented. And so when starting a new transformation project, mm-hmm. our clients have a full view on the as-is situation, and they can also estimate more easily the impact when they transform. Another example is, for example, the processes are documented, so additional staffing, which requires training, can be organized via the tool Aris. And so again, reducing cost of training of onboarding new staff. Another value creator is the control tower solution that we find in the Aris tool, which is mm-hmm. a management tool used to monitor risk compliance issues in real time. Interesting added value, I guess, in these times. Together with Software AG, we focus on creating shorter time to market. When we start projects together with our customers, mm-hmm. Both of our solutions make sure that there's real added value, real quick for the customers. And then, of course, we focus also on the quality increase. Mm-hmm. Making less errors, automating these processes, deleting the human errors in these processes.
So how would a typical process or a project look like? Where does the collaboration comes in and how do you tackle that?
It can go both ways. maybe there's a technological question sent towards Software AG, or there's a business related question, a challenge sent to Dynafin, and then we discuss together which is the best possible solution for our customer.
Mm-hmm.
It could also be the other way around. There's a business question addressed to Software AG, and we are not the business experts for banking. Then we can go to Dynafin and ask them for advice. Yeah. Or the other way around, if they are asked some technology questions, maybe Software AG is the expert.
Well, that's a nice model. That's makes you stronger by being both of you.
Yeah, and I guess both companies are in continuous contact with the customer base, meaning we have a full view on our business and our clients' needs.
Mm-hmm.
So does Software AG. And when combining both insights, it even becomes a more clearer view that we shared in our podcast, but also in newsletters sent towards our customers.
Yeah, it's about sharing information.
Yeah, and it's really about combining technology and business expertise.
What would a typical implementation process look like?
Typically, it starts off with an analysis made by Dynafin Consulting on the real business needs and the value that customers are looking for. Based on our deep knowledge of products and services and the processing front to back. Based on that, we will define which solution we can provide for the customer.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Software AG comes in. We're talking about the ARIS product, but they have much more different products that are valuable for our customers.
Mm-hmm.
So in clear discussion with them, they decide which technical solution can support the business solution.
Yeah, we can add the technology expertise. ARIS consists of different modules that customers can choose. Yeah, so not every module is required by every customer. We can help finding out which module makes the most sense for the specific business problem that the bank has. And then we can also support with, for example, providing the right installation. Yeah. Does that bank require an on-premise installation of the tool, or can they maybe use a cloud-based version, which is easier to maintain and quicker to provide?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the technology angle is then covered by Software AG.
Makes a lot of sense.
And typically, what would we do is to organize a proof of concept. We will take out one of the processes a bank wants to optimize.
Mm-hmm.
We will set up, for example, let us take a process mining solution. We will define a set of tasks on which we will apply the process mining tool. We will show the client the process that comes out automatically.
Mm-hmm.
We will show them how they can optimize these processes and gain value. And this in a set of 4 to 5 weeks.
Wow, impressive. Earlier you said that ARIS is a solution which is built for an industry for a wide variety of type of customers. But how would you make it banking specific?
We make it banking specific with the help of Dynafin, who apply the tool to a certain banking process.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for example, account opening, loan origination, whatever. Yeah, because the tool itself is industry agnostic.
Mm-hmm.
The features that we offer to document a certain process, to link it with IT systems, with the organization, and so on, to simulate what the impact on a business process is when you change that process, that is always the same for every industry. But we need to make it specific for the bank, for the loans business, for the account opening, for securities, for whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do together with Dynafin.
What would you see as the main benefit for a bank using ARIS and obviously collaborating with yourselves?
The main benefit, I would say, for a bank is that they enable trust by using the tool, by documenting processes, by making sure that risk and compliance issues are visible and are managed via the control tower function.
Mm-hmm.
So trust towards the regulator, trust on the level of management teams that are within control of daily operations, and trust towards customers, which can be retail customers or institutional customers.
No.
For example, an ISO certification of your process management is very trustworthy.
And that makes a lot of sense for a bank.
That creates a lot of value.
Yeah.
So in general, we support banking customers in their transformation initiatives. Whether that is transformation towards more digital, yeah, to digitize the business, whether that's transformation towards regulatory excellence, yeah, being really super efficient in what you do regarding being compliant to certain regulations. It's also that transformation towards sustainability, ESG, what's now coming up as the next big challenge for the entire industry.
Mm-hmm.
And we are also supporting the transformation of the workforce. Yeah, we do have many people in banks now retiring. They have to be replaced by younger people, yeah, the Generation Z. They need to be brought into the organization. They need to be teached, mm-hmm, trained, mm-hmm, enabled, yeah, so that they can work as efficient as the people who are now leaving the company.
So how does your partnership create value for your customers?
Yeah, I think the combination of the Dynafin's product and services, as well as processes end-to-end expertise, combined with these technical solutions that Software AG can provide for, is providing a lot of value for our customers. One example is, for example, they can reduce cost. You can imagine when you have documented your processes, when starting a transformation project, that you have a full view on your as a situation,
mm-hmm,
and that you can estimate your cost when transforming.
Yeah. Very valuable.
Very valuable. Another example is with a workforce that is being renewed, you also need to train new colleagues that you onboard.
Mm-hmm.
Again, documentation in ARIS is helping a lot with this. Another value that we are creating together is that we provide a management team with control tower solutions, meaning they have a full view on who is managing tasks in operations, but not only that, also where are the risks, where is the compliance issues, and how to monitor them. Another one which I would like to say is, okay, together we enable shorter time to market.
Mm-hmm.
That's valuable in this agile way of working. We try to create value for
time,
our customers.
Time is money.
Indeed. Coming towards customer new functionalities as soon as possible. And of course, one of the main focus of Dynafin and Software AG is to increase quality. When you design your process, you can estimate where you have quality defaults, try to eliminate, for example, human errors in your process, mm-hmm, make sure that you're more straight to true processing and creating high quality end-to-end processes.
How can they reach you guys?
You can always contact me from Software AG. That is stefan.lorenz@softwareag.com.
Thank you, Stefan. And you?
Or send me an email, jo.kuivers@dynafin.be.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for listening to our Dynafin podcast. Stay tuned for more updates by following us on this channel.